Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever, that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. eufyofficial.com/videolock. Hey, what's going on, folks? I've got another free view of the Lost Zane recordings happening right now from my time at 107.3 WBBL. Yes, the magical time it was. Julius and I trying to do a radio show, figuring it out as we went along. Tyler Doan and screening the phone calls, and oh my gosh, the time that we had. All right, I like giving you a little free view of what's going on in the Lost Zane recordings. If you want the full show, get it on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. I put a lot up on my Patreon each and every week, the daily Patreon bonus podcast, which is kind of like more time after I get done with the free one each morning. Plus, Lost Zane recording, Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer trivia, the Insane Asylum, and the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast with a live audience on Zoom. That's a lot, and I hope you would check it out. $5 or $10 a month. And yeah, I challenge you to try that out. The $5 a month is just the audio. The $10, all the audio, all the video, all the live streams. And if it sucks, cancel it. Yeah, seriously, you tried. And then you get the rest of that month, of course. It just won't auto-renew or let it ride or convert it to a yearly, and I'll save you 10%. That's not bad. So there you go. All at patreon.com/Eric Zane. I put a lot of effort into that thing, hoping to drum up some support, and I really appreciate all the support that I've gotten up to this point. But join the party on Patreon. Thank you so much. Here you go, a free view of the Lost Zane recordings.
But to hear this guy lose his mind for a team that is not supposed to be very far in the Euro Cup, they have now upset England, and that was really big for them. So this guy freaks out again. We'll go back to play a little bit of the cut, from when we set him to music last time. We didn't. Show listener, associate show audience producer Mike did.
He's got to be executive audience producer now, doesn't he?
He would have to be the number one producer of the audience. Still not higher than Doan, which means...
No one's higher than Doan.
Doan supervises the audience producers. This is in a day and age where in radio, the audience has just as much ability to edit audio and put things together on their own. Man, that is ridiculous to say, because when, you know, back 1,000 years ago when I started in this, to even consider that the audience would put together sound clips for you and send them along to you to receive in your email. If somebody explained that to me, I'd be like, what? What? Are you crazy?
And we're going to play this?
We used to have to, in order to find out what was going on in the world, first of all, we'd have a newspaper, an actual physical newspaper.
Be like, yep. All right.
Top story.
All right, let's see. All this is crap.
And then we'd really go the extra mile and get the USA Today. Ooh. In addition to the Saginaw Daily News. So
you guys were pretty highbrow.
We would cover what's what we had to do. And then you'd get like a fax each day.
Nice.
And it would be all curled up on the machine with that that terrible computer paper, that fax paper, that
waxy
thermal scan paper. And
oh, cool. We got a fax.
And it'd be like 30 pages of this prep. And then we'd utilize that. There's curled up pages all over the room. And that's about it. That was the extent of what we... That's why we played 10 songs an hour. No offense, Gravy. and we had nothing else to go on. So those were the days. Good stuff. Nowadays, I don't have to worry about any of that. As we welcome in Julius. How are you, buddy?
Good, good.
What did the day bring you after leaving the radio station? Anything important?
I feel like I did stuff. I don't remember what, though.
Was it at home?
It was at home. I had some stuff to do. The weekend... It seems like the house goes to hell over the weekend. It's kind of like picking up all the crap.
Dude, I'm with you. I make the mess, but at the same time, I can't stand the mess. It's always something going on. I get so bummed out when I'm at a person's house and they haven't been expecting me and their house is immaculate.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, get the hell out of here. I get so jealous at that. People that have the wherewithal to put things away appropriately. We have a cabinet where all the junk goes. Everyone has we've had a junk drawer. Now we have an entire junk cabinet. And my wife cleans it out every so often. And then every time I start to put stuff back in there, she's like, oh, I just cleaned that. I go, you know what? Yeah, I know. I understand that. But our stuff has to go somewhere. It has to, it's either that or it's laying all around the house. So I'm just going to stuff it in here. I know it's all in here. And then there'll be stuff that I need throughout the house. Let's say a charger for a phone, charger for a computer. And she'll find it and she'll put it away, but she'll put it in a place that's not the cabinet.
You're never going to find that.
And then, I'm home alone the next day, and I'm looking around for this. And
your phone's at 1%.
Yeah, and
where's my charger?
I put it in, and I'm like, well, why did you lock it away in the laundry room? That's ridiculous.
Why not just leave it plugged in or leave it next to like a plug?
Well, the thing is, at our house, there's so many people with devices that the whole house is there's stuff sticking out of every wall. It just bugs me. I'm like, okay, you're not even using it. Put it away.
Do you have a wireless charger? One of those stands. You should invest in one of those because then you can.
That's a good idea.
Because we have two of them actually. They just came with the phone.
You just drop it on there.
Yeah, you just drop it on there. Wirelessly charges the phone, and then that's just always plugged in. And then you have a reason.
Gotta have it
plugged in. It's only like $20 or something.
Gotta do that
if your phone's compatible, which I'm sure it is.
Next segment, we've got a story about how hate crimes are on the rise in England. Apparently, all the morons decided that since Great Britain is leaving the European Union, they've decided they can all be a-holes. Wait till you hear about this. So welcome in Tyler Doan. Tyler, how are you, buddy?
Doing very well. How are you?
Can't complain. I see you've got some notes ready. Is that for our post-show experiment that we're looking to do?
Yes, sir.
Our first ever edition of Tyler Doan, Pulse of the City. He's preparing. I like that. We printed out some things that you need to talk about with these people when we're out on the street today. And so it looks like you're prepared. I appreciate that. Tyler, we talked about you this morning because we're walking into the radio station. And it appears that on Monroe Center, out in front of the radio station, it has become kind of like an outdoor hotel, as we have a number of some of the community's homeless citizens have been sleeping on the benches out in front. And so several of them were occupied. There's probably like two or three people that were just crashed out there. And, it's well enough in terms of temperature in order to sleep nicely, I guess. And they looked to be comfortable when I walked in.
It's the La Vagrant Hotel.
Exactly. And then we speculated, can you imagine if we went up to the radio station and then all of a sudden you come walking down with a cart on wheels, with breakfast for these people. Hi, Tyler Doan's homeless breakfast cart. You can start. You go the route if you chose.
Get your half-eaten burgers.
It's time to eat. And you could actually have a propane stove, and in a frying pan and whip up some eggs, some scrambled eggs for these folks.
Might stab them.
Did you know breakfast is the most important meal of the day? Step up and get yourself some breakfast.
And you just waking these people up and asking them if they want to eat.
Changing lives.
That quickly advanced to you just coming out with maybe like various cereals, a gallon of milk, bowls, spoons, napkins, orange juice, and just walking up and down the street offering free breakfast to people. Tyler Doan hiking in the city serving breakfast to the area people. Doan, your thoughts about this?
I mean, it's a great way to give back to the community.
It is, Doan. And that's all. That's what this is all about here in Grand Rapids. You just going around and interacting and giving back to the community. Now, Doan, I know you're brought up in a faith household, Christians at the Doan household, strong faith. This would be, what is the name of the youth group that you were in? Was it called Young Studs or something like that, or Young Faith Studs? Or
no, it was called Banner United. I went to a church called Banner of Christ Church.
You still go there?
Yeah, as much as I can, because doing the Saturday Night Huge Show kind of throws off that.
It does? Why? Does that?
I am not a morning person.
Oh, okay.
So no? Working till like 2:30 in the morning, it's hard to get up.
Jesus, I love you, but I've got to sleep. Is that what you're saying?
More or less.
Jesus, I love you, but you need to take a back seat so I can get some winks. I don't know if that's going to fly, Doan.
We'll have to reevaluate my attitudes about that.
Perhaps. Now, Doan, you were in an upbringing where they took you to church, whether you liked it or not, whether you stayed up late doing your thing when you were a young person, much younger, under 18, and they dragged your ass to church, did they not?
Well, it's not so much them having to drag me, but I was getting a full night's sleep back then.
Doan, if there was ever a time on Sunday morning that you said, "Dad, I'm so sleepy, I don't want to go," what would he do?
He'd say a few choice words at me, and then I'd go, yeah.
You'd end up going. So now that you're at home and over 18, you're making that decision for yourself, and no one's giving you any grief about it, right? Or do they give you a wayward glance and say, "Oh, sure was nice back when Tyler would go to church with us"?
No, they're pretty understanding about it, because they know that if I don't, you know, if I'm grumpy all day, that's not good for them.
So your folks are enabling you. I do the same thing. It's like with Jacqueline. It's like, Jackie, you know, as soon as she hit 18, she immediately stopped being Catholic. Okay, thanks. Good job. And then there's Julius. Julius, do you believe in God?
I could take it or leave it. I did go to church.
Well, it's either yes or no, Julius.
Three
do
times.
Do you believe in God? Yes or no?
I went to church three times a week up until I was 18. And I was just like, my God, what am I doing?
Okay.
I was, yeah, my parents kind of forced me to, and I was like, eh. Then I got to college.
I think that's every young person, though.
Yeah, three times a week is a bit excessive.
So, yeah, I can see, especially in West Michigan, Sunday and Wednesday.
I wasn't from West Michigan, though.
A lot of people in this community, they go Sunday and they go Wednesday. You need like a midweek fine-tuning.
Yeah, we went twice on Sunday. I was like,
okay,
in the morning.
I take it back. A lot like my neighbor, he goes Sunday morning, he goes Sunday evening, and then he goes on Wednesday.
That's a lot of like church time.
Yeah.
So we basically go home for lunch, catch the Lions game, and then go back.
Was the type of deal where Sunday you couldn't really hang out with people. You had to stay in the house.
Pretty much, yeah.
Because that happens a lot.
That's quite the commitment.
Around, especially West Michigan, the churches that stand out, that's one of the things that happens quite a bit, you know. And then I'm outside, you know, changing a tire or mowing the lawn, and I'm worried about being judged on Sunday in the middle of the day.
You go on Saturday, though.
Sometimes I do, but a lot of the times I go on Sunday.
Okay.
But that's the thing about Catholics. You can go just about any. There is no excuse for a Catholic to miss Mass.
It's like a McDonald's. It's open 24/7
everywhere. You can now. They're more sparse out here. When I moved here, I was like, "Where's all the Catholics?" Because when I grew up in Detroit, every 8 feet there's a Catholic church, as you know. But out here, it's a little bit more sparse. But we found them. And
there's like five.
We found the right places to go. So
it's easy to find the right place to go when there are limited choices.
Right. Yeah. Not many synagogues, though.
Are there any in West Michigan?
I think so.
Okay.
I think our Jewish brethren can attend their, I don't even know what you call it. You don't call it mass. You don't call it church.
Gathering?
If there's any Jews listening, if you could put us on the right track in here, 800-785-1073.
It's got to be easy to name the Grand Rapids Synagogue, right? Just call it the Grand Rapids Synagogue. You can't mess it up.
Witnesses.
Oh, there's a couple.
Yeah. What?
Temple Emmanuel Religious School. Going to Temple. I think that's what they call it, right? We're going to Temple.
I think.
That sounds right.
I think. Now, what about Jehovah's Witnesses? I think that's... Oh, that's...
Let's just go to church.
I think that's called Temple, too. Jehovah's... Because I have I have relatives who are Jehovah's Witnesses. You ever wanted some excellent, not-so-light reading? Look at the history of that. My God.
I've never looked...
I don't remember all of it. In fact, I don't remember much of it. It usually goes in one ear and out the other, or when I'm reading, one eye and out the other. I have family members that are witnesses. And no, it's Kingdom Hall. They go to the Kingdom Hall. That's what it is. Jews, Temple, and Jehovah's Witnesses, Kingdom Hall. Christian denomination.
Church.
Jehovah's Witness. And, of course, Judaism, they go to the temple. Muslims go to the mosque.
Yeah, and
is there a mosque?
That's what I'm looking at. Not in the traditional sense.
What?
Like there are centers, but I don't think there's like an actual
centers.
Islamic center and mosque.
Well, yeah, there you go. Right?
But it's not like it's like a house looking building. It's not like they don't have the towers and
yeah.
Well, like on the east side of the state, like around Dearborn, you see like
oh, it's a big deal.
It's a big deal. Here, it's kind of like. Strip mall, kind of.
Okay.
Maybe not quite, but.
Yeah, I was just talking to a guy the other day who goes to strip mall church. And I think strip mall church is now moving to another place. But you ever want to do some heavy counting, drive up and down Baldwin in Jenison and Hudsonville.
I've done it. Count
the number of churches. I think there's some stat that for the amount of distance traveled, it is the highest number of religious facilities. It's incredible what you do. Traffic jam on Baldwin on Sunday afternoon, yeah. Sunday morning for sure. Holy moly. It
looks like Michigan Avenue in Chicago.
Oh, nonstop. The parade of cars. Incredible.
Could you imagine like a road rage?
Yeah.
If it crosses at each other.
Right. If it ever happens, they're throwing crosses like Chinese stars, whipping them at each other.
How do we get on this?
I don't know. 800-785-1073, 800-785-1073. When we come back, the next segment, what the hell is going on in the UK? Ever since that big vote by the old people to leave the European Union, and by the way, so many people are still pissed off about that because they're saying that the old people don't represent the young people. And my response to that is, well, why didn't you vote, you dumbass? You should have heeded the advice and voted.
I have an opinion on voting in ages. Maybe I'll drop that hot take.
Oh, look out. One. Julius, hot voting take. Next.
It's one that will piss off a lot of people.
You think so?
I think so.
Well, that's fair. That is okay. We are in the Mapestead.com. I can't even talk. Mapestead.com Bankruptcy Studios. And if anybody asks you who you listen to today, tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. If you want the full show, it's on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks again for the time. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.